Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. What did you think of this episode? I thought it was unforgettable and almost expertly executed.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
The first hour, for sure. Then it kind of dragged. That's neither here nor there. You didn't like the episode?
I did.
I enjoyed it.
Stay tuned. Holy cow.
I'm very interested to hear your...
Yeah, stay tuned. No, I enjoyed the episode entertainment-wise. I was entertained.
You got some qualms with what occurred on the screen.
I have some issues with what happened on the screen, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, Elf in the Room is ridiculous. Everything that occurred was okay. Absurd.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
But it was fun. It was fun.
I had a good time watching.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This will... You want my mailbag right now, Rim?
Mailbag question?
Yeah. Not mailbag question. Sorry, my headline.
Two totally different things.
Completely different. Hold up. Yeah. Just a second.
Classic intro where I go, hey, what'd you think? And you go, can't talk about it yet. we'll find out. Who knows?
A few moments later.
All right, Rim, you want the headline? It's a good time for it.
Okay.
Because this is a question for you, basically.
Okay.
Stems from this headline.
What's
this
the headline?
This is from Vulture. Somehow, comma, The Bachelorette is still airing tonight. Do you have a problem with them airing The Bachelorette this week, Rim?
Okay, good. So the implication being that the United States presidential election was a mere 48 hours prior to this episode airing.
Still in the balance.
In retrospect, that might have been a little optimistic. These things take a while
done.
A lot of time. At the time, that was what I was thinking the whole time. When they announced, I was like, that's cutting it a little close. Who knows? Play it safe. I thought, just move it to next week. And then last night, and I got the feeling... Other people I felt this way too. Last night I was thinking, come on, but then it aired and I was like, this is great. I'm having a great time. This is a silly, show. It's just, I hesitate to use the word escapism with entertainment a lot of times, but this was just like,
that's
let's just chill out and watch The Bachelorette. All right. Like the election will be there 2 hours from now, or 2 days from now, frankly. But
I was
anti it at first and then I came around on it.
Most other channels, were airing coverage and have been for,
there was no bottom line. There was no
48 hours.
It was
nothing.
Just pure Bachelorette.
Nothing. Right before we turned it on, I was watching coverage. And then Kendall just grabs the remote and turns it on. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm watching.
The
big news is about to pop.
No.
Then I thought, wait a second. Nothing's happened for like 24
nothing's
hours.
Happened.
And then I watched it and I had the same feeling you did. It was great.
It
Escape.
Great.
I've been watching. Election coverage for 72 hours.
People are frazzled.
It was
out
great.
There. We needed The Bachelorette last night.
We needed this.
I'm glad you felt that way. Okay. And you told me this morning. You're like, I watched it last night. That never happens. AB
never
watches it on the night it airs, especially not live. So that's interesting.
Not live.
All right. The episode starts off. Fellas are chopping it up in their respective family rooms. It appeared to me
chopping
for the first time this season that there's two room There's two separate
Hanging out in different spots.
This was, to remind people, Claire didn't give out a group date rose outrageously the night before.
Yeah.
And that is, they're starting to boil over, okay? They're realizing we don't have a chance. What are we doing? Really kind of they're realizing finally a little bit of what's happening. So Claire's in the El Presidente suite pretending to write in a diary. I don't know if you picked up on that. It looked more to me like a...
I did not catch
like
that.
She was like looking off in the distance and writing. It wasn't a notebook, though. It was more of like a... Could have been a thank you card, like, you know, yeah. Dear all the guys, thanks for coming. I'm Lovedale. I'm leaving. That's what it could have been. I have a question for you, AB.
Yes.
Claire says there's a fine line between respecting the process but also going for what you want, and Dale is what I want. We might get more into this later. But do you think Claire respected the process as she has been trying to convince us?
No, she mentions this later with Chris, too, about, you know, the process and how she did all she could regarding.
Yeah, I tried.
I tried. Listen, I can't think of what you could have done that would respect the process less, Claire.
When you put it that way. Yeah, it's hard to think of a scenario where you
there's a line. Yes, there is a line, but you've been over that line a long time.
You were never on the respect the process side of the line.
You were never on the right side of the line.
Chris shows up, pulls up a chair, he says, listen, cut the bullshit. Chris let the curse words fly. He was...
What are you feeling? No bullshit. Don't bullshit me. Don't bullshit a bullshitter.
I think I might have said don't f*** around, which I'm going to bleep.
I don't know what he said. His second swear word, I don't know what he said, but he has had enough of what Claire's doing here. Quit f***ing around. Tell me what's going on here. How are we going to proceed?
Some people might be confused by my policy with curse words. It's
you leave a lot in, and then you sometimes blur me.
Sometimes you have angry curse words, and I'm like, that's a big time. And the earlier in the episode, the more likely I am. Later in the episode, I ease into it. Later in the episode, it gets loose. I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason to what gets bleeped on this show.
I feel like I've been cursing a lot more
you
lately.
Have been.
I don't
you
know
have
why.
Been.
Maybe it's just stress. World stress.
AP has been cursing a lot on the episodes lately. I'm glad you said
notice,
it. That's what's happened.
I did notice sometimes you leave it in, sometimes you don't. There's no rhyme or reason.
No rhyme or reason. Anyway, Chris says, listen, these guys, they're not dumb. They know what's, you know, they're upset. They're unhappy. The path we're on right now, we can't continue. This is when Claire says, you know, head over heels in love with Dale. She admits that she creeped on the Instagrams. I don't blame her for that. Anyone would have done that.
No, absolutely.
It ruined the season.
Yes.
But who among us, right? Who among us
wouldn't
would not
check
do that?
The Instagrams? Yeah. Yes. She also says she respects the process here again.
She just says that. I think that's just a thing she says. I don't know if she means it. When she found Dale's, obviously, eye-catching guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
She felt like, hey, we can connect. You know, his mom passed away. His sister's presently in a care facility like her mother is. Her father passed away. Before they met, she knows they have something to connect over. Okay, this is all, this explanation is... within bounds, I'd say.
Sure.
And Chris says, that's great. Did you guys fucking talk before this? He's like, that's fine.
He asked the question we all wanted to know.
Like, sure, fine.
Did you talk? Chris, when he's... I've never heard him swear, for one. Never.
Really?
I've never heard it.
I'd like to double check that.
Unlike me, his curse words mean a lot.
It's a big deal when he curses.
It's a big deal.
She says, not one word...
Did he say don't fucking play games with me? Is that what he said?
I don't know what he said.
That's what he said. I think he said don't fucking play games with me.
I think he said, there's a lot of bleeping that's going to be going on this episode. He said don't bullshit me.
That's what he said first. Yeah. Don't bullshit me. But I think he said don't fucking play games with me the second one.
And whatever he said me. Don't lie to me. Not
me.
The show, the viewers. Don't lie to me right now. And she says, no, not one word. I swear on my dad's grave, which I can't imagine a more emphatic denial from Claire.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to harp on this anymore. There's another...
That's what was my question.
What am I going to say when someone says their dead parent, they
I don't know how you go against that.
Swear on him. What am I going to be like, no, she's still lying. That's a bad look. Listen.
All right.
I don't know what happened. I'm just going to agree with her at this point.
Yeah, there's
she
no,
seems emphatically now.
Drop your weapons. It's not a battle worth fighting.
This isn't
here.
A battle. I'm worth. It's worth fighting. Okay.
She thinks Dale's the guy she's been looking for her whole life. Dale reminds her of her late father, a man who continually shows up. Great moment. Happy music. She's getting emotional. Chris, wiping a little tear. It's a good moment. It was not as I expected that to be, like, more confrontational. They played it up as like, you're in trouble, Claire.
Oh, Chris. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the promos.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm with you.
It was, I liked it. It was a nice moment. Anything else on that scene?
No.
All right.
No, nope.
All right. We do have to move on.
I have written down here, congratulations, you played yourself, but I don't know why I wrote that down.
It doesn't make sense. Because he says congratulations the moment you brought a blazer.
Congratulations, and then I wrote, you played yourself.
All right. You should have texted me that to the side. I would remake that GIF and put that as the caption
you
with
played
DJ Khaled. Congratulations, okay. You blown up the Bachelorette. All right, the fellas.
I can't remember exactly what he said there. Go ahead, though.
All right. The fellas, mentally preparing for the cocktail party that night. Getting ready for the big...
Getting ready.
Hey, big cocktail party
this
coming
is,
up.
Hey, I need my time. I need my time with Claire. This is it. I didn't get a good time this week. This is my opportunity. Okay?
Some of the guys are already dressed up. They're already in their cocktail party.
Yes, yes.
Attire.
They got nothing to do all day.
No. Well, I personally, I'm a get dressed. Growing up, my mom used to be like, all right, we go to Christmas Eve church at, you know, 4:00. I don't need to be ready at 10. I just don't. I will get ready when
but
the time comes.
But your mom would have you get dressed that early?
Yeah, she's like, go get ready. Saying? Go take
go
a shower.
Get ready
like,
at noon.
Listen, we got more than one shower. I'm not getting ready that early. Relax. I don't want to spend all day.
Yeah, in your dress clothes. In my dress clothes hanging around the house. You don't want to be in your dress clothes, period.
No, I'm going to sweat and it's gross. I'm gonna eat several meals before we leave. All right. Chris shows up. No cocktail party. At this point, if you're one of the guys, you know where this is going. We'll get to why none of them seem to realize it.
But I just talked to Claire. She let me know there's not going to be a cocktail party and we're not giving out roses. So, there's not going to be anything.
What else to... what
that's
else can
the show.
Yeah. This is, again, they're still reeling from not getting a group date rose. It's obvious what's happening here. He says, you're just going to have to sit in this room for the next 12 hours and wonder... That's not what he said. I'll see you tomorrow. And then Chris pulls Dale outside. Okay, like, we know what's happening here, fellas. Use your heads here. He pulled Dale outside. Chris says, the season's canceled. Dale, can I talk to you? What do you think is going to happen?
All the things, you know, all the basics of the show and the format are canceled. But let me go.
Crumbled.
I need to talk to you, Dale. What do you think he's going to talk to him about?
Maybe most of them got it, but the guys they showed who were still confused were just like, I was yelling at the TV. Like
the dumbest comments.
Blake Moynes is
Blake,
so
your guy
wrong
Blake.
So consistently. That's spectacular.
That's Rim's bachelor pick, Blake Moynes.
Boy, the two guys I identified early, Blake and Jason, not cut out.
Bad episode.
Not cut. Tough scene for those two guys. Not cut out for this. All right. Anyway, just want to point out that Blake relentlessly incorrect with his predictions. He said
some of them seem to think Dale may be going home. Is the vibe they were kind
of
giving off?
Too
up.
Much
like,
of a
what
distraction.
Are you talking about?
Come on, God. Come on. You know you were doing so well. So many of you. All right. So what's happening here is Chris tells Dale, Claire wants to see you tonight. They have a It's time to go get ready for your date. So Claire and Dale have their first date that needs to be
first date.
In the record. First date. Claire, understandably, nervous that he's not going to feel the same way she does, which is marriage tonight. Kind of a lot to tell someone just after meeting them. Who am I to judge? Who among us? They start talking on the date. Okay, I have a take you might be surprised by on this date. Maybe not. Probably not. They start talking, right? Claire really knows what she wants. Again, not sure if I believe that, but that's been her brand this whole time. She says, I've been doing it my way. She admits, I didn't give the group date rose out last night because I couldn't stop thinking about you. We haven't even had a one-on-one date yet. I feel like I know you so much better than the other guys, which is, I believe, is a product of Dale's presumably spectacular Instagram content. There's no, he must have really just had a great Instagram feed for this to occur in her mind.
That's a fact.
Then they start getting to know one another.
Mm-hmm.
Really, finally. I mean that. They start getting to know one another.
Yeah.
And I tweeted that out. I go, it's good to see them getting to know one another. It came off like snarky. I'm dead serious. It was good to see these two get to know one another. I enjoyed this date. This was a really good first date on The Bachelorette. What'd you think?
Good conversation. Is that your take? Is that what
my take is? That I thought this was fabulous. And yeah, I'm not the biggest Claire fan, and I really love this date.
The conversation was really right. Yeah. Conversation was good.
Really right.
It was a good conversation. That's what we're looking for. People getting to know each other. Now, I prefer there not to be a pending engagement on the line right the next day. But this obviously is the type of conversation I prefer. I love this.
In a vacuum, a fabulous first date. In the top tier. I don't know how many.
Of conversations. Yeah.
One-on-one date conversation tiers. In the top. In the top. To recap, she tells a story of her parents, including their names, which someone pointed out were the names of the Harry Potter parents. I don't know if you caught that, AB. Maybe not.
I did not.
Her dad knew right away when they met and proposed 3 weeks after meeting her. Claire was, I thought, relaxed, really fun, really natural, which is what when I think she's at her best is when she's natural during this date. Dale tells a story about how his parents met. Fabulous.
Don't forget, Rim, the hitchhiking part of both stories.
There was a hitchhiking aspect to both stories?
Yes, you didn't catch that part?
Now that it's showing my memory, I'm skeptical of them. I'm immediately skeptical of that.
The same thought, Rim. I'm skeptical. Claire says her dad, full story here, Claire's dad met Claire's mom for the first time. 3 weeks later, they must have lived, you know, far apart or whatever.
A couple towns
Claire's
away.
Claire's dad hitchhiked to see Claire's mom, and they got engaged 3 weeks later. Fast forward to Dale's story. Dale's dad, I believe, hitchhiked to see his mom at some point in their relationship. Okay? Two hitchhiking stories.
You don't hear one very often.
Two hitchhiking. Do you think Dale made up his hitchhiking story, you know, to... There seems to be, like, at least in Claire's
parallels.
Mind, a lot of Claire leaning on these parallels, too. These life similarities. Do you think Dale use that to his advantage, or do you believe there are two hitchhiking stories? Not that this matters.
So, it doesn't matter at all. None of this matters. The first 3.5 episodes of the season,
nothing
did not matter. Some of the parallels involve, like, the health and eventual passing of family members. So I'm not going to cast aspersions on those. I will happily call this story fake if it pleases you, AB.
It does. It pleases me.
Because it does seem a little, I don't know.
Listen, we're obviously from a different generation. We're not in the hitchhiking generation.
Illegal, should be
noted. And we're not a part of the hitchhiking generation, but I still find it very hard to believe that both sets of parents had a hitchhiking story that was...
Are you sure one of them didn't take the bus? Was it really hitchhiking for both?
They both said hitchhiking. Okay.
All right. Long story short, great date. Two people connecting.
Great conversation between two cool people.
There's a future
people.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
This went well.
Dale back seems awesome.
Back at the house. It's nighttime back at the house, and Dale hasn't been seen since Chris pulled him away in the morning. What could possibly be going on here? They're wondering. Blake, per usual, convinced that Dale is not the guy. Nothing's happening. We'll see how that plays out for Blake.
I don't see it working out with Dale.
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, to his credit, he's been saying that for a long time. No one else is saying Dale's not the guy. Blake is, like, kind of hinting Dale's not a bad guy type. You know, as usually happens, no one else is doing that.
Blake's delusional.
Okay.
Okay.
Might be the name of the episode.
He says at one point, if she wants to get married and take it serious, it's not going to be with Dale. And I don't see why he would think that.
There's
I understand
no
being upset about the situation you're in and, you know, I don't think they were treated fairly or given a fair shot here. I don't know why, but that's just the situation. But to say that they're not going to work, that seems there seems no evidence of that.
If you don't think they're going to work, I would think that because they don't know each other. It hasn't been long enough.
Yeah.
Not because Dale's a secretly duplicitous person or something like that. I haven't seen that. What we have seen is an outrageously fast meet-to-engagement develop right Absolutely. Before our very eyes. So that's the reason to be skeptical. Okay, back on the date. Claire's lathering up, revving the engines to say, I'm falling in love with you. When I wake up in the morning, I think about you. When I go to bed at night, I think about you. To me, that's just the description of a standard early butterflies crush you have on someone.
You just
met someone you like and you're thinking about them. I don't know
I
if
think
that
I
means
really like this guy.
You have to get married as soon as possible. She says, I'm so, that's just me. All right. She says, I'm so falling in love with you. And Dale's on board too. No hesitation. Were you surprised by that?
Dale said, when we met, I felt love. I'm falling in love with you. I was not surprised to hear this.
Well, I mean, we knew how it was going to end, so I wasn't either. You know, it's weird to know what's going to happen on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I was mildly surprised that he just said it. He just met her right there. It was...
What we've been given, Rim, I go back to this. Doesn't add up.
You're just don't do it, AP.
Okay, I'm just
she
gonna,
swore. She
I'm just
swore
gonna leave that out there. Everything doesn't add up. Okay, it
she
still
swore.
Doesn't.
Whoa, she swore.
I know she did. Everything doesn't add up. There's a lot of things you can do with. You know this. You know about words. You can mess around with words.
I know
to get around
you know
answering questions, Rim. Okay,
she said
maybe,
no.
Maybe the
DMs. She said no.
No DMs.
Texts. What are you? They're not only communicating in emojis. AB.
What about FaceTime? What about?
She said they didn't talk.
What about email? What about?
No.
What about
on.
Through a you know a different? You're reaching out to another person, a third party.
Letters. Physical letters.
Physical letters mailed.
Can with a string across La Quinta. Who knows? I like this, AP. He said, I'm not going to do it. And here you are.
Here I am.
I would never
at
do
the door
such a thing.
Again. Knocking at the conspiracy door again.
All right. We'll say, we'll never know. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Anyway, so they kiss. Pretty good moment. Claire says, I've been waiting forever for this feeling. The whole day. It was, you know, this was my favorite Claire scene of her on this franchise. I'll go that far. That's how much I like this date. But like you said, the specter of engagement was hanging over this date like a cloud, which made some people feel a different way. Now for the best part of the episode. Chris and Bree performance.
Yeah, I hear you, Rim.
Did you enjoy this?
I'm going to be honest with you, Rim. Full honesty, I forgot this show existed. I forgot they existed.
Well, obviously,
and
I haven't been thinking about them
after
lately.
This conversation with you, I will never think of them again.
Oh,
okay?
No.
That's where I'm at with Chris and Brie. I did not care. It was just one of those like, oh, that's nice to see. But I had not thought of them. I had not thought of them since we aired our last episode
Listen
to Your Heart. So... I don't know.
I can't blame you for that. I mean, they had no opportunity, as we discussed, they had no opportunity to be relevant,
that
given what's
said,
happened in the world.
Beautiful song, beautiful voices. Yeah. They're great. They're great musically.
Can we admit that Listen to Your Heart was great?
It was great.
It was an awesome time. Listen to Your
Heart
was fun.
It was great. A lot of stuff's happened since then. I just forgot about that show existing. If that wouldn't have happened last night, I swear to you, I would have never thought of that show again.
Dang. That's tough.
That's tough.
That's tough for me.
That's just where I'm at.
That's tough to hear. All right. Man.
I like the show, and that's coming from a guy that likes the show.
And you like
show.
Them. We love them.
Yeah, love
but,
them.
Yikes. All right. Mm. They got dealt a bad hand. There's no tour for Chris and Brie. anyway, Dale and Claire, they dance a little bit. Dale feels good about telling Claire, quote, he's falling in love with her. What Dale doesn't know is, you know, there's this feeling that they're on the same page when kind of they're, what we know about how Claire feels is she's further than that page.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Dale absolutely. Thinks like, when he says that, he thinks like, I'm going back to the house after this type of, you know, back with the boys. This is just a date. But anyway, then they go to the cheapest fantasy suite in bachelor history, bar none. It was Claire's room with a bottle of champagne and two candles. That's all it was. Any other comment on this?
Just their own fantasy suite. Nothing to see here.
Yeah. I mean, I think Dale moved in. Like, I think he went and got his stuff from
that is Dale's room.
Moved in together.
Moving forward.
The next day.
I'd like to take a step back first, Rim.
Please.
Just to look at the whole scenario and the absurdity.
When you say, I know where you're going.
When you say it out
loud,
I will admit,
when you say
absurd.
Any of this out loud, it's ridiculous, but go ahead.
Claire, before a rose ceremony with 15 people, is that how many people are left right now?
Approximately,
15
sure.
people, around 15 people, canceled the rose ceremony. This is a TV show, by the way,
yep.
with a format that they've followed for years. The lead canceled everything, went and had a sleepover.
A tryst.
With one of the contestants, while the other 15 guys had no clue what was going on. For over 24 hours, the last they heard was Chris walking in saying, hey, we're not doing the rose ceremony. Dale, I got to talk to you. And then they didn't see Chris or Dale for over 24 hours.
I know.
That's the scenario we're in right now.
I know. I'm not thinking about those guys just yet.
Okay. Just want to be clear.
Yeah. It would be one thing to be like, she wants to go on a date with Dale and like make a decision about Dale. And then
they didn't tell them
what was going on.
They didn't see Dale or Chris, who he gave him the bad news, and they hadn't seen Claire. So the three main people they needed to hear from, they were in radio silent.
They're in the dark, bouncing terrible theories off one another.
Absolutely.
Theories that don't make sense. They spent the night together, Claire and Dale. Claire asks Dale what's next. Dale doesn't know because he's not making the decisions here. He's not in a position to decide what happens next. Like
no.
I said, he thinks he's going back to the house.
We got to get Chris in here to figure out what's next.
Chris, come on in. Odd moment when Dale said he was making some little speech and he goes, there was nothing going on before I got here. It's like, why do you? It's just you two in the room here.
I was skeptical of that as well, Rim. Why are you talking about that?
They're in bed together. Worried about what strangers on the internet are speculating.
This is the point where I started to think again. This is the point of the episode where I started thinking there's some stuff going on before.
It just was a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
They're talking about where they're going next together as a couple. Just took a big step. By the way, we played by the rules. Just want everybody here to know.
Everyone in here.
At this point, nobody cares. We're just wondering. That's all. Do what you got to do what you do. Back at the house, like you were saying, a full day has passed. The guys just can't comprehend where Dale could possibly be.
Do we even need to get dressed? Like, is there anything we need to be worried doing today? What are we supposed to be doing?
The main reason I keep doing these back at the house is because in every one, Blake will never... I promise Blake will never stop being wrong. He's so wrong. It would blow me away if she slept over there. Where's Dale, Blake?
It's Dale. You haven't seen him in 24 hours. You haven't seen Claire.
Please.
Put it together. Piece the puzzle together.
It's so obvious, Blake.
It's so obvious they spent the night together.
I just can't imagine. No way, man. Guys.
She wouldn't do that. It's like, no. Yeah, she would. Everyone would when you have a relationship like that that's so much further than yours, Blake. You wouldn't understand. Gosh.
Come on. Blake, I'm excited that, spoiler alert, Blake is choosing to stay. What else is he going to be wrong about next? Like, it's who knows? Chris at Claire's.
I'd like to point out, after the fantasy suite, they showed the bees pollinating the flowers they've done
a
couple times. Yeah,
classic.
Just wanted to point that out. Yep. Classic. Bachelor.
Bachelor.
Camera
Bachelor.
Work.
What's the protocol for that? The camera people are filming the show, and then the fantasy suite occurs. Who says to other camera people, like, hey, why don't you go outside and get some pollination?
These are stock pollination photos.
Did it look stock, or was there, like, La Quinta in the background type stuff?
It was blurry in the background.
Yep. Okay.
Real up-close photo or video of being a flower.
Chris at Claire's. Chris says, I would like to preface this by saying, there appear to me to be some misleading statements going on here. I'll proceed.
What do you mean?
Chris at Claire's. Chris goes, did you tell him you love him? And the answer to that is, I told him I was falling in love with him. That's the answer. Claire says, of course. Like, yeah, I told him I loved him. That's not really what happened. Okay. Claire says she told Dale she loved him.
We didn't see it.
She says, I'm falling in love with you. And then Chris goes, this is a dumb waste of time segment. I just want to point that out. That from me. And Chris says, is he in love with you? And Claire goes, yes, he's in love with me. Again, not exactly.
Not what discussed.
A not really what he said. Okay. Doesn't matter. We all know where you can't. Nothing is stopping this train, as we know. So it doesn't matter. But Claire made it seem like they are further along. They're on the same page and further along, and that he is right where she is. And I don't think that's an accurate portrayal.
I put some blame on Chris too. He came here
always, yeah.
And this is when it started getting kind of ridiculous. Everything that was going on. Oh. But Chris was trying to make it seem like it was further than it was too. I believe.
Oh yeah. He's pressing the fast forward button on this whole operation.
He's trying to get this over with.
He says, the next step, proposal. This was hilarious.
Hilarious. Okay. She said, what do we do? Yeah. And he goes, well, proposal.
You got to propose.
Obvious.
You have to get engaged. It was so weird the way he framed it, too. He was like, you're going to be engaged tonight. Like, how can you... Have you talked to Dale? Have you confirmed with Dale that that's what he wants to do?
He had not talked to Dale. He did not know if she wanted to either. He hadn't talked to either party.
Very presumptuous.
Chris completely planned this proposal and forced it upon the two participants.
Yes.
That's just what happened.
They said, we spent all this promo on you. We spent all this time. We invested all this stuff in you. If you're going to run away with Dale, we have to get a Neil Lane
proposal
out of this, period.
Yeah. Yep.
Period. Anyway, let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
At the house, the guys are very frustrated with Claire, as you can imagine. It's tough to come to the realization that you're a second-class citizen in the bachelor bubble. You don't want to feel that, but that's what this is.
And you're starting to think, like, this was not worth even... I'm not going to get even the screen time that would make this worth me being here.
Some of these guys are going to be on for, like, 6 episodes and leave the season with, like, 7,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not good enough.
That's not good enough for
that's
this.
That's bad ROI here. Claire shows up to tell him it's over. She found what she came here for, true love with Dale. That's great. You could make a joke here. Some people might make the joke that she came here to find love with Dale. Full sentence. Include the whole with Dale part. That's what she came here for. Not to find true love, but true love with Dale. which she did. Congratulations. The way this should have gone, AB, in my opinion, is Claire gives update. The guys, disappointed, annoyed, justifiably, probably felt she never got him a chance, gave him a chance. Also, you know, who's going to be upset that she's in love? Yeah. We're happy for you. And that's
the purpose of the show.
What can you do? What can you do? You know, we got screwed. Mm-hmm. No reason to get mad at her necessarily. It is what it is. That's how I figured this would go. Blake Moynes had other
not
ideas.
Not with old Blake there.
The big guy has doubts, AP, about what's going on. Blake Moynes was kind of hosting a podcast here. He was like, he almost went so far as to say, I think you talk to him no matter what you say, just like, that's what I think. They're reasonable doubts that Blake has, okay? But at this point, you're not going to change
What's
her
the
mind.
Benefit?
The show is
that's
over.
That's my question for exactly. Blake. What is the benefit of you saying this? So he says, I hope you don't get hurt and end up devastated after this.
No point.
And
no
I don't
reason.
Know how you can be so sure so quick. But I guess you got to trust what you think. It's like, what did you even, why did you, do you think she's going to be like, oh, you know what, Blake makes a good point
Actually,
here.
Actually, you
should,
know what, you're right. Here's the group date card.
It's
like,
back
what
on.
Do you think's gonna
it's
happen?
Back on.
It's back on.
You got to just take
boys.
This on the chin and it's be over. Like a couple of the other guys who handled yeah. it with grace and, you know, wished her luck and you move on.
Yeah. It's like during episode 3, Star Wars. What is it? Obi-Wan's going to convince Anakin once he's already entrenched in the day. He's going to like, you know, I had a good point. You know, it's going to take a while. This is not an overnight. You're not going to say a line, Blake Moynes, and convince her to start over. Anyway, one guy asks her, and who knows who it was. It could have been anyone.
It was Kenny.
I know. It was the boy band manager. I just wanted to do the anyone. Yeah. It was Kenny. He asked her straight up if they talked before the show started, which Claire denies. Not one interaction, not one text, not one DM. Where do you stand on that? You've been oscillating on this a little bit. Did you buy this denial?
She says something about she needs to get a lie detector test, and I'd like to formally request that to be done. Okay.
Right. Two things. One, famously inaccurate. Our
famously,
lie detector
they're
test.
Worthless.
Almost worthless. Might as well flip a coin. Number two, that would be unbelievable television.
Yeah, you strap
especially
those
if they
two
did
up
it live on yeah. TV. I would do that. That's a pay-per-view level event. Did Claire lie about this? Some guy, I think it was Kenny, said, "Hey, you should apologize."
It was Kenny.
Yeah. Strong, coming in strong.
Kenny, strong.
Not like we would like an apology. Maybe you should apologize. He goes, "You should apologize." And then she took it to, "I'm not going to." This was a great move by Claire. My opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying I'm not going to apologize for falling in love.
Well, this
obviously,
was a speech.
No one wants
this was
to
a
do
speech.
That.
This was a speech.
AB,
I'm
AB
not
going to
apologize for love. This is where I came. This is where I started to know. Like, Rim might be right about this.
Hey,
I'm not going to apologize for love. And she says it like an actress would say.
Are
it.
You just now noticing this, AB? This has been her whole bachelor career.
Listen, this one really stood out to me.
It was a great move. This was a good tactical move to get this on camera. I'm not going to apologize for love. You put that in the promos, baby. What's going on?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
She would like to apologize for wasting everyone's
time. Listen, you owe them an apology. They aren't asking you to apologize for love. They're asking you to apologize for a couple very real things you did to them.
Yep. You ruined, you know.
You just had a group date where you didn't give out, you didn't talk to any of them about anything but Dale. You wasted all their time.
That should
They've
be
been
one
here
specific
for
thing.
Months away
for.
From their job and family, yeah. They had to get nasal swab tests.
Ugh. There was a moment in the apology where I felt she was being sincerely. I'm sorry, you know. I feel bad that you guys gave up so much, and they gave up a lot. Like we said, more than any other group of cast members. But still, I felt the the apology was a little combative. Like,
it was
fine,
combative.
I'm sorry. Does that do anything for you?
And
it was a little bit like that.
When you're apologizing and at the end of it, you're like, but, and then you give a reason why you aren't apologizing, the apology doesn't land anymore. But I'm not going to apologize for love. I'm not going to do it. You can't make me.
I'll go out of here kicking and screaming. I'm not
apologizing for fucking
obviously.
Love. I will not do it.
This shouldn't have even occurred. Like, you don't need to request an apology. Just let it be. Let it be. It's when listen, she leaves, obviously you grouse about it. Hey, that's what happens.
Hey, it wouldn't be Rim and AB. We wouldn't have said anything probably
absolutely
other than good luck.
Not. Are you kidding
but
me?
I can understand why some of these men are mad.
Yes.
I can understand.
I'm not surprised that Blake said something.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool guy Ivan comes in to save the...
I call him Chess Guy.
Cut the tension, AB. I said he said something nice without mentioning chess. He's the man. Big things coming up for Ivan. Keep an eye on Ivan. And power rankings are coming. I have power rankings. Preliminary preseason power
if
rankings.
If he, to Tasia, brings up chess, I'm out. Okay? I'm going to give him one more chance. I'm going to give him one more chance. If he brings up chess again, if he brings up that shit again, I'm out. Completely
he
out.
He gets to tell her one time. He gets to say chess one time because she doesn't know yet.
Okay.
Second time, then I give you permission to be
that's
out
fair.
On the guy.
Yeah. Change my mind. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
They all hug her. It's a nice moment. Again, the combative moments should not have even occurred. There's nothing anyone can do. Just leave it be. They all hug her goodbye. Nice moment.
She Blake said she's going to miss the guys. I don't buy that.
I think she's going to miss some of them. Not
why?
Blake, obviously.
For what? What?
Because who
why?
Knows? They could. She doesn't know. They could be nice guys. She has no idea.
So she's not going to miss them.
Well, you know.
She barely listen. Knows Dale. You think she knows enough about these guys to miss them?
If we're going to parse every statement, we're going to be here a long time. Because some of them I'm skeptical of.
Let's move on.
They all hug her goodbye. It's a nice moment. Blake and Jason are reeling, taking this very hard. I think they were always the two guys who... genuinely really
the most.
Liked Claire.
Yeah.
And conceivably were there for Claire. I mean, Blake bought a book on Alzheimer's. The guy wanted to marry Claire.
He did his research, yeah.
Okay, did his research. Anyway, once she's gone, like I said, they all kind of grumble about what just happened. After the break, anything else on that, AB?
Just an incredible scene. She broke up with 15 guys all at once. I've never awesome. Seen that before. Just great. Loved it.
It'll never happen again.
Never happen again. Yeah.
This will never happen again.
She broke up with an entire cast of people all at once, her boyfriends.
Yeah. We should pause to appreciate
yeah.
the amazing quality of what occurred. After the break, Chris FaceTimes Neil Lane. Big Neil Lane. Chris goes, "Hey, Neil." And then Neil goes, "Hey, what's up? It's Neil Lane." He didn't do that, but that's a callback to an old joke. "What's going on? It's me, Neil Lane." Yeah, I know. I called you. I FaceTimed
you.
You're
Neil
Lane to my phone.
And
now I'm looking at you, and yeah. we've talked for 30 years. Neil appeared to be on some sort of vacation. He was yeah. in like a tropical
was.
Forest.
He was. Chris interrupted something. I will yeah. say that.
Neil was not like thrilled.
He wasn't ready for
this. Going on. Chris needs a ring. Couple hours. You need to get back from Vietnam or, you know, wherever you are and get us a selection of diamonds. I think being on screen is part of Neil's deal. He cannot, like, he has to be.
He
why
has
else would
to,
you FaceTime
why would
him?
He FaceTime Neil Lane unless that was part of the contract so, that Neil Lane had to be on camera at some point? It has yes, to be. It has to be. It
has to be. That's a fact. Yeah. Let's move on.
Chris, at the end of the conversation, says, "One last thing. I'm starting a dinosaur bone ring to directly compete with you.
competitive,
see ya."
Yeah, competitors. Someone was sending us some links. People send us a lot of info on those. Apparently, it's not uncommon. Like, he's not the first one to come up with those type of stones and rings.
Okay.
And secondly, they appear to be very affordable.
I
see no
that.
Reason why
that.
You don't get... There's no reason not to get
that.
One, maybe.
They're very affordable.
Some of them are, like, glow-in-the-dark. Like, real space... stuff like
space rocks,
matrixy type things here. All right,
this might be the last time we see Neil Lane, by the way.
No, because the Chris thing is only guys' bands. He's got some work.
Good point.
The diamond game, I would guess,
diamond
is
game.
Not something you can just hop wedge into. You got to know somebody.
Yeah, good point. Great point.
So anyway, Dale is trying to convince himself he's ready to. He's okay with this path. It struck me that he was... I have a theory on this. Chris shows up, which we've said a lot tonight and this week.
Chris is getting his... he's earning his check here.
Had a rough summer when he was left to his own devices. He's earning his money. He's doing what he does best,
yep.
which is host this show and keep it moving when we need him to.
We rip Chris all the time, but you forget he's good at his job,
no,
folks.
There's absolutely no denying mm-hmm. that he's fabulous at this. Dale wants to explore furthering his relationship with Claire. Okay? He wants to see where this goes with Claire. We had a good date. I'm ready to, you know, I'm considering making it exclusive. That's where Dale's at. All right? I think we could have something here.
I have some things on the side.
Yeah. I'm going to have to you know, move some money around, but things are looking good for me and Claire for the future. Chris's response to this is, so you love her then? Like, you're in love, right? The pressure's being put on like never before. The pressure has never been put on.
He literally
like
just told you he's falling in love with her, which is different than being in love with someone.
Yeah.
Chris. So someone, why did you even ask that?
This guy, the ball, their relationship is a ball. It's on kind of a crest of a hill, and Chris is just shoving it down the hill. Run, let's get this to the finish line. He says, Claire broke up with all the other guys. Shocking Dale, which it shouldn't. He's, for some reason, he's sequestered from everyone else. There's no...
Yeah, you haven't seen any of them.
And Chris kind of framed it as, all right, so now there's only one contestant left. It's you. Now you have to propose to the lead. It does not matter the circumstances surrounding these events. We're here now. You are expected to propose.
It is tonight.
It is tonight. You didn't expect this. You probably didn't want this, and you weren't ready for this, but this is how the show goes. You have to propose now because you're the last one. What'd you make of this, AP?
This is the part where it just started to really, it's ridiculous. This whole situation that Chris forced on these two people, this poor couple.
Absolutely.
No
forced.
Reason to have this unneeded pressure on this relationship. But here we are.
It was a joke.
But in Chris's defense, we're running a TV show here, and she gave him three episodes stretched. These are stretched episodes. Yeah. They had to stretch to get the three or four episodes.
Chris tells Dale she's going to be waiting for a proposal. To me, I'm probably reading too much into this. I knew what was going to happen, so I knew it wasn't maybe factual. Dale looked like his heart dropped. She goes, she's expecting a proposal tonight. There was fear in his eyes. He looked like, when Chris showed up to that date and was like, you got to go home, he had the same look on his face like, oh no, that's not what I wanted to hear.
I mean, I do think they genuinely like each other and maybe love each other. Mm-hmm. But this is still a surprise for both parties, I'm sure.
We'll talk more about that later. I think it's, yeah, stay tuned. Back to Claire. A little behind the scenes moment, which I loved, which I didn't even pick up on live. She tells the producer that she doesn't want Dale to feel pressure. It's too late for that, as we know.
Yeah.
She says it's a new thing for him. I took that as getting engaged on television, because this is old hat for Claire. This will be the third engagement or near engagement to be aired.
Yep.
Chris shows up to comfort Claire for the big night. A sincere moment here. I thought Claire tells him she's nervous because she's used to getting bad outcomes when it comes to this point, which is true.
It's fair.
Referring to Juan Pablo and the engagement with Benoit, which ended up not ending in marriage, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
So, understandable hesitation here. Chris says, I know, I'm sorry, but you have to get engaged tonight. You have to. You have no choice. Point of no return. You have to. He gave her a look like, if you don't get engaged, this relationship is over, severed, and we're going to court to keep you from getting some of this money. We will stop at nothing.
That's what I was
going to do. Okay.
You have wronged me in this
personally.
Show.
Yeah.
We will not go down without a fight.
We're not letting you do this. This is The Bachelor. This is an institution. We are very powerful.
Chris, let's just say it like it is. Chris Harrison has a gun to both of their heads,
yes,
walking up to the altar.
This is a mid-tier wrestler who has the title, and Vince comes in and says, you got to drop the title tonight. There's nothing, you're no getting out of this. And he goes, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going out on my back. I'm leaving with the title. And Vince, you know, there's what couldn't Vince threaten on a person? There's no ends. There's no bounds to this. Anyway, this whole segment post Claire breaking up with the guys, this was kind of dragged out for me. It seemed like delaying the inevitable, because again, we know what's going to happen. So don't play like maybe they won't go through with it, you know?
Yeah.
So let's move on to the proposal. Anything else on that, AB?
No.
Okay. Spoiler alert. There was a proposal. Chris, what a egregious head fake.
Oh, by the producers?
And him.
Right before the commercial break?
Yeah. There's something I got to tell you. It's make Claire really torture. Absolute torture.
It's just absolute unneeded torture for Claire.
Unneeded torture. But again, you got to get that on film so you can put
you
in the promo.
To. You have to.
we see in the promos Claire getting
ready.
Maybe
Dale's backing out.
Maybe Dale's backing out. And then quick back to the house. Blake's convinced they're not going to get engaged. It's too quick. Just every step. Wrong on every step.
Wrong.
And then back to Claire and Chris. Chris goes, just wanted to say, we're so proud of you. Wow. I need you to tell you that.
Wow.
Come on. What'd you make of the proposal, AB? They both gave little speeches.
This was the ultimate Claire speech, Rim. Perfect.
Good or bad?
It was rehearsed. Well, it was a well... You know how... The best speeches are ones are for the best public speakers in general.
Mm-hmm.
They have a loose outline of what they're going to say, but it's not, you can tell they're not just repeating back a script.
They're not reading.
They're not reading a speech.
They might have an ad lib in there for the, the crowd a little bit.
You can tell they're looking around. It's not just reading a speech or a piece of paper. Or in Claire's case, she had it memorized, her speech.
Yes.
So it was a very memorized, rehearsed. Everything was, it was fine. It was fine.
But in her defense, in their defense, that these moments are, you know, people write these on the show, for the show. You know, these
of course you
speeches.
Do.
Yeah, yeah. I thought, you know what, my take? And again, few people harder on Claire speeches than
Let's hear it.
It felt more real and it felt more sincere than her other speeches. It felt like she might have been putting on a show, but she was putting on a show for Dale, not America, which is a lot of her lines are.
That's a good way to differentiate it. Yeah.
Part of her speech was about how excited she was to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, admitting that she checked his IG. When you got here, it was like electricity to me. I knew I'd met my husband. I think we need to pause for a second. We've kind of mentioned it, but not really harped on it. Recognize that Claire built Dale up and totally idealized Dale in her head, and all he had to do
was show up,
exist in real life for her to be convinced that they should be married. Okay, that's what happened, and maybe it'll work out, but to me, that doesn't strike me as a solid foundation for marrying someone. Cast aside the part that they have only known each other for a short period of time and haven't had many conversations, all he had to do was walk out of the limo.
Agreed.
And they were going to get engaged. Just want to recognize that. Dale's speech started out like, he kind of had a vibe like, all right, well, I guess we're doing it. You know, I guess we're doing it.
I guess there's nothing we can do here but move forward.
Okay. They told me I had to do it, so here it is. I liked his speech too. I thought Dale tied together everything that we know about them in 2 minutes, which was possible because there's not a lot to know about him, but he tied it together. Do you have anything on this, AB?
It was funny when he said, you made it clear at every step along the way how much you love me, and I noted that there were no steps. This would not be even a full staircase, Rim. We're talking about maybe a step up to your porch.
Okay.
Maybe not just a full maybe just
staircase
a curb.
Is not
no
you can
way.
See a staircase
maybe a curb,
from where they're at. Yeah.
curb. There were no steps.
And whatever steps occurred have been the previous 24 hours for them. All of them occurred in the previous 24 hours. There was a nice I love you moment, though. He kind of dropped it.
It was good.
He dropped it.
Yeah. They both say it.
Yeah. She said it back. She was thrilled to hear him say it. And then he said, at the end of the speech, it was funny. He goes, with that being said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then he gets, while he's getting down on it, he goes, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. And she goes, you're doing it.
This is happening. We're doing this. Okay. So she gives him the final rose. They're engaged. Per official rules, you have to do that. You've said that the way this whole went down was ridiculous. I agree. It's absurd. But I didn't really, while I was watching it, I kind of enjoyed it because I pushed out of my mind that it was ridiculous because we knew what was going to happen. You know, it was predictable. So I obviously, when you take a step back, I'm with you. It's
silly. Maybe I'm in the minority here, but I did not know an engagement was happening. I didn't know they were engaged.
I guess I just assumed.
So this thing, I just assumed they were going to leave, and I didn't know that there was an engagement. Maybe I was dumb to think that.
No,
but
no, you're
the
not.
Whole Chris engagement thing being pushed on them was
distasteful.
Was not great.
I think I probably knew it because last week they started posting like photos of them standing together in engagement wear is how I'll describe it. anyway, I guess if you want to parse more words. After they get engaged to the camera, Dale says, we saw this coming a long time ago. Probably not the smartest thing to say. And then she goes, I felt it. And he goes, he kind of shrugs and goes, I accepted it. Like, I'm along for the ride. I'm okay with this. Okay. The next day, the guys are packing their things, AB.
You feel bad for these guys.
Chris shows up. Apologizes once again. Chris shows up. He apologizes that they never had a shot and they're unfairly treated. Was the undertones of the apology. Boy band guy's like, what do you think about this whole thing, Chris? Like,
hey,
be honest,
Chris. Shoot me straight.
Shoot me. That was a shoot me straight.
Shoot
question.
Me straight, Chris.
Don't bullshit us, Chris. You're all right with this? You're like how this went down. I'm pissed.
me personally, Chris, yeah, I'm pissed.
My
what do you think?
Skull hurts from these tests. And she just bails? I'm upset. This was before they even knew that Dale proposed last night. And she said yes. I don't know how no one laughed when he said that. 24 hours prior, they were like, do you think they're on a date together? And yeah. Now they're engaged?
Well, just heads up, Dale and Claire, who you were dating a day ago, are now engaged. And there's still 15 of you left.
They're crestfallen. This could not have been going worse for them. Chris says it's time to do something historic. Your journey's not over. Each of you needs to make a decision. Can you look past your feelings with Claire and move on? The kind of a fake ultimatum. Like, if you can get over Claire, come to this event tonight, the secret thing tonight.
Dressed
up. If you can't, you know, that's fine. I understand. You love Claire, you know, putting up the facade that some of them won't be able to get over it. What'd you make of this?
If you say you're out, I respect that, but you will not be on Paradise, just to be clear.
Again. There's no reason not to stay. If you stay, someone you don't like walks through the door, you know, sneak out the back. No one, you can always leave.
Only a couple people. Yeah, exactly. There's no downfalls to staying and seeing if there could be something. So why would you not? Also, I mean, I could see if it was like months into the process and you actually had a connection and they felt more like your girlfriend and then you broke up. You wouldn't want to hop into a new relationship right away, possibly. But there's been like one guy there has had a one-on-one, Jason. The rest of them had group time where she did not get a lot of time with him. Multiple things that they were going to get to spend time with her got canceled. There's just not a lot of time to build a connection with Claire. So easy to understand how they'd just stay.
Blake and Jason did struggle with it, like you mentioned. Jason had the one-on-one.
Like Blake and Jason were acting like babies this entire episode.
I can understand Jason a little bit more because go back to his date.
She had the date. He had the one-on-one.
His date was digging up the depths of your innermost secrets and revealing them.
Yeah.
And she didn't really care about, in my opinion, she didn't care about what the answer was. She was just, you know, she's just doing it.
It was just the date activity.
So if I'm Jason, I would just feel...
used.
I would feel more cheated than most.
Yeah.
Blake, just a little too, I don't know how to say it because you want the people to be there for the lead and you want them to be serious about it. Blake is somehow too serious.
He's turned us off with how serious he's taking this process.
It's like, Blake, he's out of the like, okay, the
well,
zone
have to
of
be
acceptability.
Based in reality.
Yeah.
At least a little
bit. And he's not. He's not. Anyway, to wrap up this episode, all the guys show up at night, obviously, including Blake and Jason. There was never any question. Chris strolls in. He says, a new bachelorette's on the way. How exciting for these. How exciting.
That's exciting.
Can you imagine being like mystery bachelorette?
A new bachelorette? I have no idea who it is. It could have been anybody. God. In those guys' minds, I wouldn't even know who to guess.
Yeah. Probably Tayshia would have been the number one guess. Probably Tayshia. I can't wait to see the reaction. Outside, Tayshia hops out the limo. This was a brief conversation with Chris. We've seen a lot of Tayshia. She's been on Bachelor in Paradise. She was on The Bachelor with Colton. We know Tayshia. I was not surprised by this. But it still felt to me like I took a sigh of relief because it's already obvious, Claire, if you will, that she's going to be just a more engaging, relatable, fun lead. She talks and interacts with people like a normal person. There's no putting on a show with Tayshia. I can almost guarantee that I will never roll my eyes at something she said. So I'm excited. I feel like, here we go. The season's starting. I'm very excited.
Tayshia is here to save the season.
Save it.
And save the Rosecast. We will be forever grateful for Tayshia Adams and what she's doing.
These have been good episodes.
These have been great episodes. But think about if it just would have ended.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
And we only got 4 episodes. She's here to save us.
Yeah.
And she's going to be great. Right when she stepped out, big smile on my face. I don't know about you. Big smile. Yeah.
What a dress,
lights
by the way.
Up the
beautiful,
room.
Like, beautiful olive dress. Green dress. And the straps really went well with her, really accented the highlights
the
of
highlights
her hair
were great.
Very well.
Hair was popping.
Hair was popping.
The energy was off the charts.
Yeah.
Wow. She's here. I did find it funny. One of the guys, when they were talking about the new Bachelorette, was like, man, I don't know. I might not even be attracted to the Bachelorette. It's like, what are you talking about? There's no possible Bachelorette that they'd bring out here that is not more attractive than you, for one. It was one of the guys, we don't know which is
your
which.
Your boy has high standards, AB. Let people live, all right? People are into different stuff. Maybe she's not hot, bro.
I don't know, man.
I'm
talking about? I'm pretty sure
it's a good bet.
Safe bet you're going to be attracted to her.
Next week. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? That coming up next week? Interview with Claire and Dale. Chris grills
him. I did see
him.
That. Yeah.
Did you lie, Claire? Do not, Claire, if you lie to me one more time. Tayshia is worried about if the guys will give her a chance. That will be a big storyline next week. I'm excited to see that. Shockingly, Blake, quote, doesn't know about Tayshia. He's worried. Who saw that coming? My guess is they add more guys to the mix because there was a moment like, I don't know what Chris said, but he made it seem, something crazy.
You just bring the guys back, right?
Well, that's what the mailbag is. I don't think they're going to bring the guys back. I think they're going to bring...
brand new guys?
I think they're going to bring brand new guys. Well, I don't want to spoil any mailbag responses. Okay. And then there's a credit scene where Claire and Dale were made to seem to be living in a Malibu $50 million beach house. I don't know if that's the case, but they're getting along. They're happy. Good for them.
We are pro Claire and Dale. We don't want you to think otherwise. We want them to do well.
I'm indifferent. I'm indifferent. I'm skeptical.
I want them to do well. They seem great together. I just don't like how this all played out, and I think there's some other stuff going on.
Agreed. Agreed. I have two questions for you, one related to that. Do you think they're going to make it? I mean, we have no way of predicting a future. We have a bad track record on this.
I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
I think they're going to make it. I think they both, especially Claire, really believe in, love quickly. And she mentioned her parents fell in love very quickly with the hitchhiking story. So, hey, it's possible.
That's great job making the case.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to agree with that. I think, especially when you factor those things in, sure. And I think there's also something to be said for, they feel, rightly or wrongly, that America is not on their side. Claire mixes it up with people in Instagram comments for no reason. She likes doing that stuff. I think she feels like people don't like
her. Us against the world.
Us against the world, which is a very unifying thing in relationships. We've seen it before on this show, in fact.
But we've also seen the pressure of that, absolutely, the people.
Yeah, they could be crushed.
Underneath that pressure, crumble. Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. They got to get to know each other first.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's step number one.
They're going to need a long engagement. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Second question. How do you think this timeline went down? I mean, Tayshia was ready to go the next day.
The timeline, I have some questions about that, Rim, also. Number one, I said last week, the ABC host said it was after she didn't give the group date rose when they started making
calls. Which
was
2 days.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah,
she would have had to have already been in quarantine weeks before that. At least a week and a half.
I think they had her quarantining
just
earlier
in case,
than
right?
they want us to think. Probably just in case. There's no... who's to say they... adhered to a hard 2 weeks. Some organizations are saying 7 days, 10 days, the Big Ten's has 21 days type of things. So who knows. But they definitely had her in there before they want you to think.
Well,
they
could have also just given her more tests and, some people they don't even think quarantine is necessary. But
Well, that's neither here nor there.
My opinion, you want to hear what I think they did?
Yeah.
I think Tayshia was there from the start in case Claire had COVID. You never know. What if Claire has COVID and you need a new bachelorette right away?
Yeah. There's more on this in the mailbag, but that's a good theory. Last thing I want to say. There's a lot of grumbling about how this first couple, everyone hated these first couple episodes of the season. They
people
treated
really
us like
hated
we're stupid.
These?
Not this episode. I don't know. Listen, if somebody says something on an Instagram comment, you know, I sometimes extrapolate that. There's
the
no
masses.
Reason to do that. There's no reason to do that. I think a place I go to get a good kind of vibe is the comments of a official Bachelor, because, you know, millions of people follow official Bachelor Instagram posts. It's a representative of extremes on both sides, but it seemed like most people were not pleased with how the season was going. And I think the general public felt like they think we're stupid by presenting it this way. I was there. I agreed.
Absolutely fair. But did you enjoy the four episodes?
I think now that this is over, I think they did the best they could.
I'm glad
I think they did a pretty good job.
I'm glad we got these
this.
Four. I thought they were entertaining. Very entertaining, in fact. Yeah. Especially for a quarantine being in one location. I thought they did well.
Couldn't have done
much. I enjoyed the episodes.
What's the alternative? You know, not air this at all. Like, they're obviously, this is content they filmed. They paid a lot of money for this. Just air it. They did a good job with it. And they wrapped it up. It didn't drag. It might have dragged on for one, two episodes. This episode was lightning quick. A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the mailbag, 773-234-7794. Last week's question was, do you have a problem with the show using Claire's guys for Tayshia / should they bring back anyone who has been eliminated? Maybe more responses than we've ever had, AB. Partially because we posted on Instagram, so there's just a lot of responses, so we're not going to be able to get to all of them. But here are some good ones. And I skewed it towards first-time texters, because we want to encourage that. We have a lot of loyal texters, but we're going to skew towards first-time texters this week. Get new people in the fold. Lamia from Toronto. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I agree with AB. I do think the eliminated men should be brought back. Otherwise, you get guys like Blake Moynes who might be hung up over Claire. I just don't want them to talk about Claire for 3 weeks after Tayshia takes over. I think we're on track for that next week, for sure.
We're going to have 1 week of Claire. That's a fact. That's just a fact. But I am with. I'm with her there.
Yeah.
You need to leave that in the past and move on to Tayshia and just have a regular Tayshia season now.
It will only be a couple guys, but they will dominate the sentiment. Side note, this is still from Lamia. I noticed how almost everyone talked about waiting for this portion of the season to end. This is why I think these things. I read the mailbag too.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how much the show is ruined thanks to Dale spoilers from the beginning. Maya from Sweden. Them keeping Claire's guys for Tayshia reminds me of the Brit Caitlyn premiere, when the guys who said they were there for Brit had to switch gears and be into Caitlyn. I think it can work. It's not that difficult to go from being interested in one attractive lady you barely know to being interested in another attractive lady you barely know. I'd love to see them do a mix of Claire's guys and totally new guys. It would be a dynamic unlike anything we've seen before, with old versus new, the in crowd versus the new guys, some guys knowing what's up and others being bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Thank you, Maya. Great text. This happens on Paradise, as we know, when new people come in. The difference is...
It happens on all reality TV, Rim. I think we've talked about this. Yeah. The old people group up against the new people.
Always.
Vets versus rookies. Everyone knows that in reality TV.
The difference is they're all competing for one person here, unlike on Paradise, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Carly from Utah. I think if I were Tayshia, I'd feel like sloppy seconds if I had to continue the dates for Claire's guys instead of getting a new batch. I think it would be a breath of fresh air for the guys, though, who have been disappointed in Claire and stuck in quarantine with nothing to show for it. Aside from dodgeball, they haven't done anything fun yet, so I can imagine things getting much more enjoyable with Tayshia as the lead. Will it lead to real love, though? Kind of doubtful.
Mm.
Claire and Tayshia seem so different that I can't imagine all the guys being just as interested in Tayshia as they were in Claire. And Tayshia would have to wonder the whole time if the guys really liked her, or if they were just desperate for the attention that they were denied before. They all deserve better than that. Thank you, Carly. Kim from Michigan. Here's where we get into the real... This is the tinfoil stuff. I like it. Kim from Michigan. I think that Tayshia was always the backup bachelorette in case Claire got COVID or, and this is a great point, something happened with her mom.
Oh.
Casting was probably done with that in mind. And they might even have invited some of the guys who were initially announced on Facebook but never made it to the show since they don't have an existing relationship with Claire. I think that's what people think is if they're bringing people, new people, they're going to be from the initial pool.
Mm-hmm.
Angela from South Dakota. I absolutely have no problem with Claire's guys now becoming Tayshia's guys. I really dislike the terms leftovers and sloppy seconds in general, but especially in this case, Claire had no romantic relationship with any of these guys besides Dale. Fun fact, by the way, Dale went to my high school. South Dakota guy.
That's a very fun fact.
I feel indifferent about the guys already gone being brought back, but I do feel like Tay should get closer to a normal amount of guys one way or another. Looking forward to seeing how they make the transition. Thank you, Angela.
Side note, Rem, did you know Dale hoops?
Well, I mean, I'm not shocked by that.
In college.
Excuse me?
Where? Yeah, South Dakota.
I don't even know where he went to college.
He went to South Dakota State? Yeah.
Okay.
So he played basketball. He's one of those cases, you know, the Antonio Gates type, Gonzalez. They play basketball, and then right before they're going to graduate, they switch sports because they're a better prospect than that. That's what Dale did. He played 3 years of basketball at South Dakota, and then his senior year, he went to strictly football for just the senior year. So he only played 1 year of college football and then almost made the NFL.
Wow, that's great info.
Mm-hmm.
He's more of a basketball player.
More of a basketball player. He loves the
Basically
sport.
He's just a freak athlete.
He just chose, he had, you know, he saw there was a chance to become a pro in football.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, you know, it's usually tight ends do.
It's easier to make it in football than it is to the
NBA. If you're just a great athlete, yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting.
That's why the top athletes go play basketball, Rim. But that's another conversation for another time.
We
know
that. Nor there.
That is a fact.
I will defend that to my death. Everyone knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Dang, 17 blocks and 12 blocks. That's a that's a callback to something nobody knows. Okay. Thank you, Angela. Big, interesting facts from Dale from AB on that. Kaylin from Texas. I think it would be interesting if the guys left from Claire's season should be offered the choice of staying with the assumption that they take time, talk about it, and really decide if they want to be there for Tayshia. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. I think they should even have their phones back or some way to get advice from friends and family. To me, this gives the men who aren't interested in Tayshia a chance to leave and really gives gravity to the choice to stay. I just think it'd be so disappointing if the really awesome guys from this season didn't get a chance to shine and find love. And I agree with Kaylin, and I think most people, a lot of great guys left.
I agree.
We've got no shine. There's a lot of great guys left. You'll find out who they are in my power rankings.
Wow, power rankings already.
Are you? Who is buzzing about the power? I'm excited for that.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
Wow.
816 area code. I'm 100% okay with keeping Claire's guys for Tayshia since Tayshia hopefully had to quarantine before her filming officially started. I think Tayshia might have been choosing this. I love this theory. I think Tayshia might have been choosing who was sent home for the rose ceremonies all along. Whoa, that's a good theory.
Whoa.
I love that. Tayshia just look watching the film and like get rid of him.
She's the puppet master.
Great.
She's pulling all the strings.
I love that theory so much. Kind of explains why Claire seemed to just be naming off men with no idea who they were. And she obviously doesn't care because she only wanted Dale. Just a theory. 816 area code, I'm in. I'm all
you
in.
You know, Ram and AB love a theory that is controversial and based on no fact. You know,
yes.
We love that.
And is harmless. Keep that in mind. We espouse harmless conspiracy theories.
Yes,
that's great.
Harmless conspiracy theories. Huge fans.
Big fan. Caitlin from Missouri. I think there's only a couple more. Stay tuned. I think this group of guys is the best since Caitlin Bristow's season. They're delightful, and I think it's fine they're keeping them for Tayshia. What a pleasant surprise this group has coming their way. I'm happy for them. I think they should bring back whoever has been eliminated, except Yosef, obviously, just so Tayshia.
That goes without saying.
That's her. That's not me. That's in the text here. Just so Tayshia has a fair shot at keeping all her options open. I included that one because it's very positive. What a pleasant surprise these guys have. That's a true fact. They're...
Yeah, there
is
a treat.
Good news for them.
Yeah,
I'm happy for the boys.
We're in for a treat. It's gonna be great. Tayshia's great. We love her. We always have.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
You can tell right out of the limo. You could tell.
You can tell. Katie, Kansas City, Missouri. Non-zero chance I'm related to this person. I'd like to see the show keep the current guys. This happens occasionally. So I'll be like, is that my cousin? I'd like to see the show keep the current guys and add in some brand new ones. I'm not kidding. I think they could add some more drama.
You're telling me you've had family members text in or comment.
Who's to say?
And you have no clue if they're,
you
you're related
no
to them.
You have no idea how many people I'm related to in that town. It is sprawling.
Wow.
Anyway. I think that could add some more drama since the guys who have been there are already so tight. I also have a theory that because they've been focusing so much on Claire's relationship with Dale, they've been doing that because they're planning to recycle most of these guys for Tayshia and don't want the viewers to feel weird about Claire having a connection with some of them first. So perhaps Claire had a minor connection with some of these guys. They didn't show it because they don't want to get that whiplash. Kiki from Connecticut. I think bringing Tayshia and keeping the same men is a good move. They picked a great group of men who are looking for a strong, mature bachelorette and will speak her mind. I think that Tayshia fits that description. I'm also hoping they keep them around because I think Bennett and Tayshia will totally hit it off. He reminds me of an older, richer JPJ.
Yeah.
If anything, they should bring back more of the men Claire sent home. It would be incredible to see Tyler C. come back after Yosef's blow-up. Tyler C., the Davon gif coming in like, who's back? I was right about that guy. Tyler, you remember Tyler C., the night one anti-Yosef guy?
Yeah, when you say Tyler C., I just think of the other Tyler C.
So you're going to have to get over that. There's a new Tyler C. in town.
Okay.
All right, last one. 631 area code.
I also agree with the Bennett situation. I had that written
stay
down.
Stay tuned for my power rings.
Okay,
right
we'll talk
corner.
About that later.
Power rings are right around the corner. 631 area code. Can I make a quick defense of Dale? Sure. I mean,
sure.
That's fine. One thing Claire had said that I think is right is that some guys use bachelorette time to be buddy-buddy with the other guys and just hang out. I hate this. And I like how Dale is basically saying, I'm the lead. I'm here for Claire. And I don't care if everybody hates me for it. Claire obviously has a duty to give every guy a chance and respect. But I actually don't think Dale has done anything wrong.
I got a rebuttal too. Part of being a good person is being able to interact with other people in group settings.
Yeah.
And I agree that, yeah, your focus should be on the lead. I also think it is a huge red flag if, and keeping in mind, the majority of your time there is hanging out with these guys. Like
the vast majority
the
is
majority
hanging out.
Of your time is just with these guys. So if you're going to be, if they all hate you, that's a red flag for me. Big time.
I think on group dates, if you're more interested in hanging out with the boys than you are the lead, that's fine. Do you? You're not going to win, and you could argue that you're not giving the lead the necessary respect either.
Absolutely.
But you are with these people constantly. You live with these people for months at a time. And what we've seen, especially on seasons of The Bachelor, is these women become best friends. Look at Peter's season. The people who got like first and second and like third are all like great pals now. And they were all very close to winning Peter's heart. So I think there was, we posted that the clip where we ripped on Dale for kind of BSing his way through the group date, acting like he didn't want to take time with Claire. We're not anti-Dale. We just were mocking how, you know, the guy was basically lying through his teeth about what was going on. That's fine. And, you know, you can do both. You can be boys with
the
boys.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Hey.
Boys with the boys.
Boys with the boys. You can be that and still get married. It's happened. Anyway, thanks for the text, 631. Thanks to everyone for the text. There was a lot of text, so thank you for that. Do you have a question?
I love those texts this week.
Yeah, they were good. Good. Love a lot of perspectives. That's what the mailbag's for. What's this week's question, AB?
This one reads like a headline rim.
Ooh.
Claire changed the game. I don't know why I wrote it like this.
Claire changed the game.
I don't know why I wrote it like this. Claire changed the game, period. Should they loosen the reins a bit on The Bachelor and Bachelorette? If they find someone, they find someone. Do you think they should have some major changes to the format of this show in terms of letting, just like Claire, if they find someone, let them out of their, you know, here's my thought.
Yeah,
and I don't know that I agree with this or not, but
either,
should
they
have multiple bachelors and bachelorettes always on deck so don't have to worry about filling, you know, 12 episodes or whatever it is. There's always just this pressure. And I'm sure at times other people have realized they like someone way earlier and then we're just kind of dragging our feet through it. Would we get a better product if those people, as soon as they find out that they like someone the most and are sure about it, it stops that and we move on to the next person or something? I don't know.
I don't know what you
think about the format of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Should it be changed a little bit with this in mind? Claire changed the game.
I don't think you even...
I don't know that I even agree with what I just said. That was just a devil's advocate. Should they change the format here a little bit?
These responses are going to be... There's going to be all sorts of stuff you never even considered.
I know. That's why proposing. I asked
That's
it.
why it's a good question. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you think it should be changed. We get upset when a rose ceremony doesn't end the episode.
No,
I am regimented about
what I like about the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't, if this happens like next season with Matt, like I think that creates some fatigue. The Bachelor Nation is very conditioned to certain things. And one of those things is the arcs going like they go for as long as they go.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll see. Be interesting.
We'll see.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks again. 731-23. I don't know. 773-234-7794. Power rankings.
Whoa.
Preliminary preseason power rankings.
I do not have my power rankings. I will not have them until I find out the entire cast of people that will be there for Tayshia. I'm sorry.
When it comes to college sports, I am anti preseason power rankings. I have been for years. I don't think you should have rankings for weeks. Mm-hmm. See how the teams play. See what happens before giving teams an advantage over others by ranking them higher. It's not the way it should go.
That being said, here's Rem's ranks.
Having said that, here's Rem's ranks. And the people who are ranked higher are going to fall slower, and the people who aren't ranked at all are going to jump quicker. That's how it goes.
Rem's ranks is catchy.
Rem's ranks.
Rem's ranks.
Yeah. Rem's ranks is good, but power rankings is funnier because that's a term that has been applied to like football exclusively, and now we're applying it to The Bachelorette. Yeah. That's funny. Power rankings brought to you by Rim's Ranks. Number six, DeMar. Haven't got a lot from DeMar. Him getting along with Bennett in that credit scene showed me a lot. Seems like an awesome guy. Chasen.
Wait. What are you ranking?
Oh, good question. Great question. Power rankings for Tayshia's Heart, the guys who are... I think the guys who will...
Most likely to win? This is just
best.
A who's going to do best in the show?
This is Tayshia's Power Rankings. There's a new season, Tayshia's Power Rankings.
Okay.
Number six, DeMar. Mm-hmm. Number five, Chasen. Mm. Partially because I didn't want these to be all black. I wanted to mix it up a little bit. I don't know if she'll have a connection with Chasen. We'll see. We'll see. That's why he's five. Number four, Riley.
I like Riley. I like Riley.
Riley keeps it real. I don't know if that'll work necessarily with Tayshia, but he's going to be around. Like he's going to be
keeping it
presence.
Real goes
he's
wrong. Is that the segment?
Yeah. He's Number three, Jordan. Guy with glasses.
No.
Really? Well, you're not going to like my
top
two.
The glasses throw me off, frankly. Anytime I see him on screen with glasses, it throws me off.
Some people don't look natural with glasses. Some people look better with glasses. Some people don't. Mm-hmm. Number three, Jordan. Number two, you're going to hate this, Ivan.
Yeah, come on.
Keep in mind who Tayshia fell in love with at Paradise. It's John Paul Jones. It's not a predictable... This woman does not have predictable tastes, to my knowledge.
He's quirky. John Paul Jones is...
So is Ivan.
Why? Because he brings up chess all the time?
he's like an astrophysicist? Some sort of engineer?
Aeronautical engineer.
Yeah, the guy's got... Who knows what's going on? That's why Jordan's up there, too. Different dudes. Number one, and I'm dead serious... And this isn't a Stan thing.
No, I know what you're going to say, and I'm dead serious about it, too.
Number one is Bennett.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Come on.
He's the early favorite. Seeing them interact at all, he's the favorite right now. I agree.
Those are my power rankings.
Can we talk about Bennett is, like, extremely handsome? Crazy handsome?
He's unbelievably
handsome. He looks like
handsome.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he's a gorgeous person.
I don't know why we aren't talking about this. He's a gorgeous man.
It would get weird. I took a picture of him when Chris showed up and they were like in
Holy
casual
cow.
Wear. And he was wearing like a workout, he was wearing something ugly. It was a bad outfit what he was wearing. It was like a workout shirt that wasn't super tight but also wasn't loose enough to be comfortable, and like a fighting necklace, you know, like the necklace that baseball players wear, mm-hmm. like high school baseball players wear, that does nothing but it's supposed to be like magic or something.
Yeah.
He was wearing that and he looked so good.
Incredible.
His hair was cool. I mean, the guy is stunning.
He's got show-stopping good looks.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it.
God. Yeah, Bennett's awesome. Ben is awesome. I want to keep him where it's a Grocer Joe situation. Mm-hmm. Once he starts getting exposed, you wonder, can he really be that great? Grocer Joe was. Bennett, I don't know. We'll see.
We haven't seen enough yet.
Yeah. We haven't seen enough. We've idealized him. Fun of Claire for doing, I've totally Absolutely. Idealized Claire.
I think, Bennett. Well, he seems like, you know how there's rich people who rub it in your face and are annoying about it. And then there's like cool rich people. And we got a couple cool rich friends.
Yeah.
They just remind me of them.
They're cool about it.
Yeah, they're cool about being rich as hell.
Yeah. He's like, listen. Yeah, he doesn't make you
feel jealous. He brings the boys along he doesn't make with you feel his bad. Richness.
Yeah, he's like, dude, come enjoy this lavish lifestyle I'm living.
Come on. Everyone's invited.
That's Bennett.
That's Bennett. That's at least what I think Bennett is. Yeah.
I think.
It could easily it could go the other way.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
It could backfire. But right now, I'm into it. Next week, we're also going to have the Batch Bracket League set up. Let me check right now, actually. I'm just going to go to the website. Nope, still says Claire Crawley. Once batchbracket.com or another website has a bracket set up for Tayshia's season, we will get that going, blast that out, and a bunch of people will join. We'll have a good time. We'll come up with some merch giveaways for some of the winners. We don't want any spoilers. I'm confident I haven't seen any spoilers. I think you are too. Yeah, I think we're in good shape.
I'm happy that we've reached the point in the show where I literally know nothing that's going to happen. I know nothing.
Fabulous point. We also have a lot of a lot of people getting their merch. I'll say straight up, good relationship with TeePublic. Their shipping prices are unconscionable. How much it costs? Their shipping prices are unacceptable. Okay. The reason the prices of
Where's
the products
going?
Are so low, I'm just telling you. I want people to know because people get all excited. They put the stuff in their cart. Then they go and it's like shipping is. I don't blame you for that reaction. That's an annoying thing to happen when you don't know how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
It's way more than it should be. That is why the garments are generally on sale most of the time. But just want to put that out there. I'm aware of it. When you get your stuff, if you feel like it, tag us on Instagram at Roastcast Podcast and Twitter at Roastcast Podcast. We like to see people wearing the merch. It's a fulfilling
Agreed.
Thing. I'm not going to lie. It's also fun. We appreciate you spending your hard-earned cash on things like that. Hopefully the quality is to your liking. Thanks for buying the merch. We really appreciate it. AB, anything else to say?
No, I actually was going to say the same thing, Rem. I really would like to see people are going to start getting their new gear. Let's see it. I love seeing people wear it. Love it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, here we go.
New season.
Here we go. Here
new
we go.
Season starting up.
It's going. We're doing it. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.